Today is going to be, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. What I've been thinking about is largely the issue of issues surrounding politics, which is not too surprising. And I really don't want this to become a place for politics. So I don't really know. I don't really know what to talk about. Civics lessons about why the Electoral College is important seems strangely out of place, although the number of people who are calling for removing the electoral college from the mix, it seems to make me believe that a lot of people don't understand why it's necessary. You know, I'm sure if you live in New York or California or any of the 10 most populous states in the union, that yeah, okay, I can see where you would want to do that, because the number of voters in your states is enough to control the election. Here in Colorado, the 23rd most populous state, turned blue only because of the population, the dense population centers. In Colorado, if we didn't have the Electoral College, my vote would count for nothing. Because while it would get totaled into one bucket or another, the decision would have been made by the decision would not have been changed if none of us had voted. And that's the problem. Yeah, the Electoral College doesn't work in cases where the election itself is a dead heat and the distribution across the country is relatively even in terms of popular vote. Yeah, I get that. At the moment, Hillary is ahead by 400,000 votes. Okay. While that's a lot of votes in Colorado, it's not so much a lot of votes in New York City or LA or even Chicago. The problem is red versus blue, which is being portrayed as blue versus gray. And I'm not, I'm sure there's a certain Civil War reenactment mentality in some quarters. I'm not sure that's a legit complaint. The discourse is largely around one can accept Trump as your savior. President, sorry. And the problem is the fear. The problem is, while you're afraid, you can't think. That's why we have fear. So we don't think. We act, we do. We run, we fight. While we're afraid, that's all we can do. Fear is the mind killer, the little death. I get it. There's a lot of things that don't help. The girl has come forward and admitted that her story of having the hijab ripped off her head was bogus. That doesn't help. The anarchist uprisings under the cover of legitimate protest, that doesn't help. It strengthens the case that everybody needs to have a gun to protect themselves, not necessarily from the government, but from the insane liberals who want to turn the country over to anarchists, who want to have completely open borders, who want to let anyone who wants to come into the country and do whatever the hell they like, that wants to control the legitimate expression of individualism in the country by legislating the little people into oblivion. A lot of that stuff doesn't help. I'm trying to work out what does help, and that's what I wanted. I don't really want to talk about politics. I don't seem to be able to help myself. What I need to do is stop thinking about politics as sort of like, okay, yeah, you cut your hand off, you're bleeding, but you really need to stop thinking about the injury and start thinking about what are you going to do now with only one hand. So it's interesting. It is an interesting dilemma. Mob post. I've had some interesting conversations with people on the right the last few days. They don't. We have much more in common than we do a difference. It's one of the things that I've often suspected. And I find it ironic that some of their most immutable positions are based on logic that they find untenable when applied in their direction. So it's okay for them to tell women that they must carry a fetus to term, but it's not okay for us to tell them that they have to wear a helmet when they ride their motorcycles. This is overly simplistic, but it's the idea that what they want is to be left alone. And honestly, that's what I'd like to be. I'd like the government to leave me alone. Which means, in large part, that I'd like government to be easier to deal with. There are things that we can't get away from in terms of having a government. We need a social safety net. And for those with strong religious leanings, that means give it to the church rather than mandate it by law. So we can choose whether or not we as individuals, I as a person, donates to the church or not. But it isn't the government lifting the bucks from my wallet in order to pay for God knows what. And the difficulty with this is that it establishes or reduces the effectiveness of the establishment clause by suggesting that the only valid social net is religion-based. Oh, that's great, except what about the atheists? What about the agnostics? What about the pagans? They have no place in our society. They have no right to expectation that just because they're citizens like everybody else, they practice a religion that is different from the majority, therefore they're not. They shouldn't expect to be caught by the safety net if worse comes to worse, and like so many people, they are only one pink slip away from homelessness. I get it. I understand it. What I don't understand is how Christians, and for the most part the people who are objecting to the safety net seem to be Christians. I could be wrong. I'm trying not to paint with an overly wide brush. But if the answer to providing a safety net for those who are poor, hungry, homeless, is Christ, we have a problem. Particularly if that's the only answer. If that's the only answer. If your church wants to run something good because the government can't cover it all. If your church wants to make stuff available to people who don't agree with your theology. Fine. Better. I don't think anybody is looking for a religious litmus test for a soup kitchen. I'm not suggesting that that's the case at all. But what I'm suggesting is there aren't enough churches to support the need. That there is a social good, a cultural good from taking care of those who cannot, for one reason or another, generally because of factors beyond their control, take care of themselves. Affordable Care Act is a mess. Just having gone through that recently here, I know it's a mess. I don't qualify for any subsidies, so I'm looking at full boat. I'm looking at massive amounts of money for coverage. And being mandated by law, what people find themselves in a position of is having to choose between food, electricity, and rent, or insurance. Now, if they can manage to keep the exception for pre-existing conditions, if they can manage to keep in law the reality that an insurance company cannot refuse you, deny your claim based on a pre-existing condition, cannot deny your enrollment based on a pre-existing condition, then okay, yeah, fine, pull the plug. This is a fight that has taken up way too much of our consciousness. We are going to remove insurance from millions of people in the United States. That cost, as they visit the ER and skip on the bills, is going to be reflected in higher costs for health care for everyone, because the hospitals are going to have to either forward the cost to Medicaid, or they're going to have to eat the cost and pass it on to future patients. It is not a viable long-term solution. But I understand why people think they need to do it. Don't agree, because it's going to cost all of us more in the long run. But I understand why they think it needs to happen. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. I wasn't going to talk about politics. I did. I'm sorry. I apologize. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.